All right, back here at Hockey Night in Escanaba, our second intermission from Sault Ste. Marie as the Eskimos skate with the Blue Devils tonight. And in our player spotlight this time around is the senior rookie, kind of. Braden Roberts, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, you do?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. So what brought you to Eskimo hockey this year?
It was just like my senior year, and I just thought, you know, might as well just play my senior year for Esky. You know, I've always played here, so, you know, might as well just try her out, you know.
So where were you playing before? Did we do a Blockbuster trade for you or something? Where were you playing before this?
I was playing over in Marinette Menominee. I was playing for the Thunder.
That's Dylan's old place, right?
Yep.
You ever play with Dylan down there?
No, I haven't, no.
Ah, okay. Well, he talked very nicely of the M&M Thunder the other night in his interview.
Did he?
Well, not really. So you were playing down. So, were you living down there in Menominee or what?
No, I lived here in Esky. Just me and my buddy went and we just played for him. We just had fun and whatnot. You know,
driving in the down M35 in the snow all the time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Late nights.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Yeah. Central time zone too, right?
Yep.
So playing for the Eskimos, you decided to do that for your senior year. Tell me what you think of the high school game compared to, I know they call it M&M Thunder High School, but it's not the same.
No, yeah, it's a big step up. It's a lot faster, a lot more competitive, a lot more physical, for sure.
So tell me, how long you been playing hockey, man?
I've been playing since I was three, so like probably about 14, 15 years.
Since you were three?
Yes.
You know, I think I was, I might have been, no, I think I was four. I think you got a year on me. So have you always been here in Esky playing hockey then in our association?
Yep. Yeah, that was just that 1 year last year I just played for Marinette.
So who are some of the coaches you've played for over the years around here?
I played for Nick Kolich.
Big Nick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, he was one of the best coaches I've ever had. He had a big part on me in hockey and everything else.
You didn't really have to say that. Now he's going to have a big head and all that. So, yeah. But so you played for him. And a lot of the guys have played for him, right?
Yeah.
And now his son is the captain, and you're on the team.
Yeah, yep.
But you've known these guys forever, right? These part of your senior class, even though you weren't with us last year.
Yeah, I've known these guys for years. I've been playing with them for years, and you know, just a lot of chemistry and a lot of bonding. So we know how we are. So.
So you having fun this season? I know it's tough because we didn't know if we were going to have one for a while, right?
No, yeah, I'm having fun. You know, it sucked in the beginning and whatnot, but now that we're starting to play and whatnot and getting some wins on our belts, you know, we're having a good time.
Now, I know the M&M Thunder played two games in a day before. I know a lot of the Bantam teams did. I know I did for years when I was a little kid, but never at the high school level. What was that like last Saturday playing two games in one day?
It was tiring. It was really tiring, man. It was just, I wasn't used to it, and it was just a, you know, big step up.
Your legs burning by the end of that second game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we have to do it again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two more games tomorrow. So what were you doing for yourself during the corona and all the shutdown and everything and not knowing if we were going to have a season and then it looks like we're going to, and then she'd extend it again, you know, that kind of stuff. What were you doing to keep yourself going?
I was doing a lot of workouts at home. I was just trying to stay active. I was just trying to, like, you know, just be fresh so I wouldn't be behind the ball if we were to play. So I was on top of it.
So what were you thinking when she finally announced, yep, you guys can start?
Oh, I was excited. I was pumped to play. I was like, all right, we need to get this going, you know.
So what do you feel your role's been on this team this year as you kind of get acclimated to the high school game, Braden?
You know, just keeping everyone's heads up, honestly, and just, like, you know, just keep them in the game and whatnot, just being there for everyone, you know?
Yeah, you just, because you don't know how much, he doesn't tell you ahead of time how much ice time you're going to get, right?
Yeah.
So you just take what you get.
Yes.
Well, so what are some things you like to do outside of hockey?
You know, I like to be outside. I like to hang with some friends, you know. You know, I like to play basketball. I like to play some tennis and whatnot. Just a lot of, doing some stuff outside, you know.
Stay out of trouble?
For sure.
All right, yeah. I don't want to see you on the Escanaba public safety list, right?
For sure.
All right. All right, so we went to B-Dubs earlier today, and everybody needs to know what you bought.
I got 15 wings. I got some, just some mild wings, nothing too special, just some, you know, just the regular.
Okay, so you're not going to have you didn't get the flaming ones like Kobe did.
No.
All right, that's a smart decision on your part. I don't know if we may have to help him out on the way home tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right, Braden, what are you planning after high school, man? You're a senior now. It's all of a sudden, you know, life is going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. I plan on going into the trades, just doing something like that, you know, maybe doing some welding and whatnot. So.
Welding makes money.
Yes,
for sure. A lot more than this radio stuff, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Braden, I'll let you give your shout-outs. Who would you like to say hi to, man?
Just some of my parents and my siblings and some family that are just listening and whatnot, you know.
Bunch of siblings, yes, sir. All right, well, it's great having you on the team again. No more Marinette Menominee stuff. You're here now.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for doing this, man.
Thank you.
All right, Braden Roberts, everybody. More coming up from Sault Ste. Marie after these words on the Eskimo Hockey Network.